This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 84, Biography of Lisa Murkowski, the Senator from Alaska. General information. Lisa Ann Murkowski is a prominent American politician serving as the senior United States Senator from Alaska. She is a member of the Republican Party and has been in office since 2002. Murkowski is known for her moderate political stances, often breaking from her party on key issues, which has made her a notable figure in the Senate. Born on May 22, 1957, in Ketchikan, Alaska, Murkowski has deep roots in Alaskan politics. Her father, Frank Murkowski, was also a U.S. Senator and later served as the governor of Alaska. This familial connection has significantly influenced her political career and public image. Early life and education. Lisa Murkowski was born into a family with a strong political background. Her father, Frank Murkowski, was a significant figure in Alaskan politics, which provided her with early exposure to political life. Murkowski attended public schools in Anchorage, Alaska, where she was involved in various extracurricular activities, including student government. She graduated from Diamond High School in 1975. After high school, Murkowski pursued higher education at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., where she earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in economics in 1980. Her time in Washington not only shaped her educational path but also her understanding of national politics. Following her undergraduate studies, she returned to Alaska and attended Willamette University College of Law, earning her Juris Doctor degree in 1985. This legal education would later prove invaluable in her legislative work. Early career. Upon completing her legal education, Murkowski returned to Alaska to start her professional career. She initially worked as an attorney in private practice, focusing on business and real estate law. In 1989, she joined the staff of the Alaska Department of Economic and Community Development, where she served as a legislative assistant. This role allowed her to gain first-hand experience in state government operations and policymaking. Her political career began to take shape when she was appointed to the Alaska State House of Representatives in 1998, following the resignation of Representative Lyda Green. She served there until 2002, focusing on issues like education, health care, and economic development. Her tenure in the state legislature was marked by her ability to work across party lines, a trait that would define her later Senate career. Election history. Lisa Murkowski's Senate career began in a somewhat controversial manner. In 2002, her father, then-Governor Frank Murkowski, appointed her to the U.S. Senate seat he vacated to become governor. This appointment was met with criticism regarding nepotism. Despite the initial controversy, Murkowski won a full term in the 2004 election, defeating Democratic candidate Tony Knowles. Her campaign focused on her legislative experience and commitment to Alaskan issues. In 2010, she faced a significant challenge when she lost the Republican primary to Joe Miller, a Tea Party-backed candidate. However, Murkowski mounted a successful write-in campaign, becoming only the second person in Senate history to win an election via write-in votes. She was re-elected in 2016, defeating Democrat Ray Metcalf and Independent Margaret Stock, showcasing her resilience and voter support despite party challenges. Political stances. Lisa Murkowski is often described as a moderate Republican, known for her willingness to cross party lines. Her political stances reflect a blend of conservative and liberal views, often prioritizing Alaskan interests over strict party loyalty. On environmental issues, Murkowski has been a proponent of balancing economic development with conservation. She has supported measures to protect Alaska's natural resources while also advocating for oil and gas exploration, particularly in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR. In terms of energy policy, she has pushed for energy independence, supporting both traditional energy sources like oil and gas, and renewable energy initiatives. Her stance on climate change has evolved, showing more concern in recent years, though she remains cautious about regulations that could harm Alaska's economy. Healthcare has been another focal point, where she has supported the Affordable Care Act's expansion of Medicaid, a position not commonly held by many in her party. She has also been critical of efforts to repeal the ACA without a clear replacement plan. On social issues, Murkowski has shown a more progressive side. She voted to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, making her one of only three Republicans to do so. She also supported the Respect for Marriage Act, which codified same-sex and interracial marriages into federal law. Her foreign policy views are generally aligned with traditional Republican support for a strong national defense, though she has occasionally criticized the Trump administration's foreign policy decisions, particularly regarding Russia and NATO. Lisa Murkowski, the senior United States Senator from Alaska, has garnered significant support from her constituents and beyond for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is her deep-rooted connection to Alaska, having been born and raised in the state. This local heritage gives her an intimate understanding of the unique challenges and opportunities that Alaskans face, which resonates with voters who value representation by someone who truly knows their state. Her family's political legacy also plays a role. Her father, Frank Murkowski, was a former U.S. Senator and Governor of Alaska, providing her with a political foundation that many find reassuring. Her commitment to Alaskan issues is evident in her legislative focus. Murkowski has been a staunch advocate for energy development, particularly in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR, which is crucial for Alaska's economy. Her efforts to balance environmental concerns with economic benefits have earned her support from both industry stakeholders and those who see the potential for job creation and economic growth. Moreover, Senator Murkowski has shown a willingness to cross party lines, which is rare in today's highly polarized political climate. Her vote against Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination, for instance, demonstrated her independence and her commitment to her principles over party loyalty, which many Alaskans appreciate as a sign of integrity. Her role as the chair of the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources has allowed her to influence policy significantly, particularly in areas like energy policy, public lands, and Native American affairs, all of which are pivotal for Alaska. This position has enabled her to bring federal attention and resources to her state, further solidifying her support base. Another aspect of her appeal is her engagement with Alaskan Native communities. Murkowski has actively worked on legislation to support Native Alaskans, understanding their unique cultural and economic needs, which has built trust and loyalty among these communities. Her pragmatic approach to governance also appeals to many. She is known for her ability to negotiate and find common ground, which is essential in a state where political views can be as diverse as its landscapes. This pragmatic approach often results in tangible benefits for Alaskans, from infrastructure projects to economic development initiatives. Lastly, Murkowski's personal resilience and political savvy have been on display, especially during her 2010 re-election when she lost the Republican primary but won as a write-in candidate in the general election. This event showcased her ability to connect with voters on a personal level, beyond party lines, and her determination to serve her state, regardless of political obstacles. In summary, Lisa Murkowski's support stems from her Alaskan roots, her legislative focus on state-specific issues, her cross-party collaboration, her influential committee roles, her engagement with Native communities, her pragmatic governance style, and her personal political resilience. These attributes make her a favored figure among many Alaskans who see her as a senator who genuinely represents their interests and understands their needs. One of the primary reasons people do not support Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska is her perceived inconsistency in political stances. This has led to a lack of trust among voters who prefer politicians with clear and unwavering positions on key issues. Her tendency to occasionally break from her party line, while sometimes praised for independence, often leaves her constituents feeling uncertain about where she truly stands on critical matters. Another significant point of contention is her involvement in the 2020 election, where she lost the Republican primary but managed to retain her seat through a write-in campaign. This move was seen by many as undemocratic, as it circumvented the primary process, which is designed to reflect the will of the party's base. Her decision to run as a write-in candidate was interpreted by some as a disregard for the electoral process, fueling resentment among those who felt their votes were undermined. Makowski's environmental policies have also drawn criticism, particularly from those in resource-dependent industries like oil and gas. Her support for certain environmental regulations and her stance on climate change have been viewed as detrimental to Alaska's economy, which relies heavily on natural resource extraction. Many Alaskans feel that her policies could lead to job losses and economic downturns in a state where such industries are pivotal. Her stance on gun control has also alienated a segment of her voter base. Alaska has a strong tradition of gun ownership, and Makowski's occasional support for gun control measures has been met with disapproval from those who see these laws as infringing on their Second Amendment rights. This has created a rift with voters who prioritize gun rights over other legislative concerns. Furthermore, her approach to federal spending and earmarks has been a point of contention. While she has been known to secure significant federal funds for Alaska, critics argue that this practice contributes to national debt and represents pork barrel politics. Her involvement in projects like the infamous Bridge to Nowhere has left a lasting negative impression on voters who are wary of wasteful government spending. Lastly, there's a generational divide in her support base. Younger voters, in particular, often view her as out of touch with modern issues like digital privacy, student loan debt, and progressive social policies. Her long tenure in politics, while a testament to her experience, also paints her as part of the establishment, which is increasingly viewed with skepticism by those seeking change. In summary, Senator Lisa Makowski's political maneuvers, policy decisions, and perceived disconnect with certain voter demographics contribute significantly to the lack of support she receives from various groups within Alaska. Her actions and decisions, while sometimes seen as pragmatic or independent, often clash with the expectations and values of her constituents, leading to a complex and often divided public opinion. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.